Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today into something you might not expect.
Deep dives, right.
Yeah, we're going behind the scenes of the world of sports, but not the kind you see on ESPN.
Definitely not.
We're talking about the legal battles how they get resolved, but not in courtrooms.
Yeah.
Think more like secret backroom deals.
Exactly. That's alternative dispute resolution, ADR, for those in the know.
All right, break it down for us.
Yeah.
What is this ADR? And why is it so huge in the sports world?
Okay, well, think about it, right?
Yeah.
A huge public legal battle could be a total disaster.
Oh, dude.
For a team, a player.
Sponsors,
everyone. Like, remember that whole thing with specific athlete team situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was settled with ADR, kept it quiet, and let them focus on the game.
That's right. And things move so fast in sports.
Absolutely.
Speed and efficiency. That's ADR in a nutshell.
Got it.
It's way faster and cheaper than going to court, right? It's got to be more than just being fast and cheap, right?
Got it. There's a big one, confidentiality.
Oh, that's huge.
It's all done in private, protects everyone's image, keeps the fans happy.
Makes sense.
No one wants that scandal in the news.
Makes sense.
And we were reading about this, the importance of experts.
Oh, yeah, that stood out.
So instead of a judge who might not get all the sports stuff, ADR uses arbitrators.
Okay.
These guys, they know the rules, the contracts, the whole game.
So they're like specialists.
Exactly. Specialists in sports law.
Wow, this is fascinating. I never realized how much was going on behind the scenes.
Right. It's a whole other world.
It really is.
So tell me, where else does this ADR pop up?
Oh, you're going to be surprised. Think like athlete agent deals.
Right.
Esports.
Huge esports.
Building stadiums.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Financing. Franchise agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Intellectual property.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
From local teams to those huge global events.
Okay, so we get why ADR is important, but how does this actually work?
Great question. The key with arbitration, that's the big part of ADR,
okay,
is that it's final. The decision is binding.
So no endless appeals and court dates and...
Nope. Saves everyone time and money in the long run.
Wow. That's efficient.
And here's the cool part. You can tailor the whole thing. Choose your arbitrators, where you meet, even what evidence you can use.
That's really flexible.
Right. You control the process.
Now, we talked about global sports, right?
Oh, yeah. Huge implications there.
Because those organizations, like FIFA... They don't have player unions.
That's right.
So how do the players get a fair shake in disputes?
ADR becomes even more important.
I see. It's their voice.
Exactly. It's their way to fight for what's right. You know,
yeah.
Without a union, they need this.
But something that came up in what we read.
Yeah.
There aren't enough arbitrators in some places, like the UK and the EU.
Right. Right.
Could that mean bias?
It's a worry for sure. Yeah. But some organizations are trying to fix this. Getting more arbitrators from different places,
okay,
using panels to decide, so you get lots of perspectives.
That's good. So for everyone listening,
yeah,
you're getting a behind-the-scenes look at how the world of sports really works.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Next time you're watching a game or there's a big controversy,
mm-hmm,
think about ADR. It's probably playing a bigger role than you think.
I bet you'll start seeing it everywhere.
Right.
And think about this. How would things change if all these cases went public?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It makes you think, right?
Big time.
Oh.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been fascinating.
Anytime. Always love talking about this stuff.
Glad to have you. See you next time, everyone.